This is Wisconsin Public Radio on NPR One.
Wisconsin's opiate epidemic hasn't gone away during the COVID-19 pandemic. In Milwaukee County and elsewhere, it's gotten worse. Corrine Hess reports drug overdoses are at a record high as social isolation has led some to relapse and kept others from getting help.
After their son died in January, Jackie and Robert Watson found a stack of popsicle sticks in his Milwaukee apartment. He'd written an affirmation on each one. I'm a fighter. Don't sweat the small stuff. My kids love me. Their 31-year-old son, Brandon Cullins, had been working with a drug counselor who advised him to write the messages to himself. For the Watsons, it was a window into how hard their son had worked to kick his battle with cocaine. Picking up the popsicle sticks, the Watsons wondered why Cullins didn't tell them he needed more help.
You know, we saw him losing weight and, you know, acting differently, and we will approach him and talk to him about it. And, you know, again, it was always a denial. He was like, no, Mom and Dad, I'm not doing that. You know, everything's fine.
Cullins had three children. He had a contagious smile. His death came after years of fighting his addiction. He was found by a maintenance worker in his apartment. The Milwaukee County Medical Examiner ruled his death an overdose from a mixture of cocaine and fentanyl.
It doesn't seem real because, you know, he was, like I said, he was so full of life and so happy. You know, he was trying. He really was struggling, but trying to get better and trying to fight that.
More than 500 people in Milwaukee County have died of an opioid overdose this year. 338 have died from fentanyl. These are record highs in Milwaukee County. Almost 100 more people have died of overdoses in 2020 than all of last year. Dr. Elizabeth Salisbury-Afser is a professor at the University of Wisconsin's School of Medicine and Public Health. She says fentanyl is 50 to 100 times more potent than heroin.
Let's say someone's used to using heroin and they go out and they get what they think is heroin, but instead it's fentanyl or it has some fentanyl in it, and instead they get a much more potent and much more deadly sort of formulation that looks very similar to what their like normal drug would look like.
Beginning in about 2012, the Federal Drug Enforcement Administration began seeing drug traffickers mixing fentanyl with heroin to make it stronger, says Todd Smith of the DEA's Chicago Division. Smith says just 2 milligrams of fentanyl can be deadly.
If you think about a penny, 2 milligrams is what actually fits on the cheek of Abraham Lincoln. So it is a very small amount that is a potential lethal dose.
Salisbury-Afser says for many people, the pandemic has intensified mental health and financial issues, and social isolation has increased the risk of dying from an overdose.
Because of the pandemic, you're using drugs alone now, and you do have an accidental overdose, there's going to be nobody there to administer naloxone. There's going to be nobody there to call 911 for you. And so from that standpoint, it's also riskier.
Cullins overdosed twice before he died, but those times he wasn't alone. His father, Robert, says he was worried when Cullins moved into his own apartment for the first time 8 months before he died.
Before, when he overdosed, there was always somebody around him. You know, I had to call a police or, you know, an ambulance or something like that. Staying on his own, you know, it was kind of like our biggest fear came true. You know, he was at home by himself. He did these drugs and overdosed, and there's no one there to help him.
Cullins' popsicle sticks with the messages of affirmation were displayed during his funeral, and empty sticks were available for people to write their own words about Cullins. The Watsons now keep those at their house to remember their son. Corrine Hess, Wisconsin Public Radio.